when you settle down with the breath. You want to make sure it's a good place to settle down. I've heard people complain that the Buddha doesn't say to play with the breath. But the Buddha never said that he said everything that needed to be said about the Dharma. His basic principle was if it's in line with the Dharma, if it gets the results, then it works. This is especially a principle we observe in the forest tradition. Because you do have to use your ingenuity. But the Buddha gives us a general outline. Or as Ajahn Mahabhur once said about Ajahn Mun. Ajahn Mun gave the trunk of the tree. And we have to work out the branches. The Buddha gave the outline, we have to fill it in. So, whatever helps get your mind to settle down with a sense of ease and well-being here in the present moment, that's Dharma. So you settle down with the breath, that's fine. If you have to think about other things first, that's also fine. When the Buddha taught breath meditation to Rahula, he taught lots of other topics first. Contemplation of the elements, the Brahma-viharas, universal goodwill, compassion, empathetic joy, equanimity. Contemplation of the body, all the different parts of the body that you have. All these topics are meant to calm the mind down. As you're tied up in the affairs of the world, it's good to step back and develop a sense of sangvega, that no matter how good the world gets, it's going to fall apart. And you want to have something inside your mind that's not going to fall apart. And this is where you look for it. You look for it inside. The Dharma outside is there pointing you back inside all the time. And it's for you to figure things out. What are you doing that's causing suffering? What can you do to stop? The Buddha gives you lots and lots of directions, lots and lots of hints for how this can be done. But you take his teachings and you work out the implications as to what's going to work for you. Because that's what develops your own insight, your own discernment. If we simply borrow the Buddha's discernment, we never develop any of our own. And it's our own discernment that's going to help break through things. Because after all, you're the one who created the problem in your mind of how you look at things and listen to things, think about things that cause, in a way that causes suffering. And although the general outline is the same for everybody, the particulars are also important. And so you have to figure out particular techniques, particular strategies to deal with them. And in doing so, you develop your ingenuity, you develop your own discernment there. As the Buddha said, you reach a point in the practice where you become independent of others in the Dharma. Which means you finally understand what it's all about, what needs to be done. And then from that point on, it's up to you to figure it out. So we listen to the Ajahns, we listen to the Dharma talks, we read the texts, but then we have to be observant. We have to be ingenious. And it's that quality of being observant and ingenious, that's what's going to get it, set us free. Because that's the real thing.